So this is a quick review of Manifest Season 1. It's available on Sky, and the premise of it is that some people are on board an airplane, a normal 737 I think airplane, and travelling either to Jamaica or back from Jamaica, but whatever country it is, it's not important anyway. The important thing is on this plane ride they experience turbulence, which seems like nothing too harsh, it doesn't last too long. But when they land, they are then told that they have landed 5 years in the future. So that seemed like something interesting to me when I saw it advertised. I am a bit late in reviewing it and seeing it because I think it came out much earlier in the year. But I got round to it anyway because I saw it advertised recently and it seemed good from what I saw. And so they've landed 5 years into the future. And I was basically interested in seeing how that happened. What was it, a wormhole or something else? I'm not going to spoil it and say what it is, because in season one anyway, you don't know what it is. They're still trying to work it out. But they land in the future, and it's not like just land and, you know, you can't just land somewhere at a different time period than what you're supposed to. The captain signals into them before they land to say, you know, this is plane, blah, 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 828, and his name. And they want him to repeat that, and he does, and then they land, and you can tell they're thinking, what's going on, you know, we don't have this plane or this captain on our thing, or information. But they land, and they're basically quarantined by police or FBI that want to know what's going on, everyone's interviewed, and things start happening to the passengers where they're having visions, and some of them it's collective. And it's like they can feel things as well from the vision, and they're trying to link it together basically. It's a little mystery. The first few episodes, they do seem to rush certain parts. You know, you want them to take it a bit slower. It's just like they explain everything in one, you know, go of certain things, and they could have stretched it out a bit like some programs, but then some do linger on too much. But this does get to the point, kind of, for certain things, and then it slows down a bit. There are parts, it can't be good throughout every single episode, but there are parts where it's at a decent pace and interesting. And it's worth a watch, 16 episodes, and there should be a season 2, apparently. I don't know when that's coming out. Hopefully soon, because I missed watching it when it first came out, and I've only just now watched it. But it is very good, and it's worth a watch, along with a few other things.